One of them. I think the last one I can look back to was a second half performance against Chelsea, first season in, when we came in 1-0 down and we made a couple of changes and we went out and blitzed Chelsea in the second half to win 3-1. And I think this one was more pleasing because it's earlier in the season. We've a considerable amount of new players in the team. And all those new players, particularly the ones from abroad, Ana Valencia, Zdravko Sacco, Cech Keyote, have adjusted to the Premier League fantastically well and have hit the ground running. And when you get them to hit the ground running like that, you're really, really so pleased for them and so pleased for the rest of the team, because it's brought us a lot more quality, a lot more goal threat. And in the end today, a fantastic performance by everybody. And of course, Alex Song knows all about this division. Aaron Cresswell has stepped up from the Championship. So those players have done brilliantly well. And then Morgan Amifitano coming on and scoring the winner just topped it all off for us today, because it came at a critical time, that, because 2-1, last few minutes to go, Liverpool with nothing to lose. Keep all those talented players on the top end of the pitch. Anything could happen in a split moment, but that just killed them off brilliantly at that particular time.
What impressed you more about your team?
The first half, because the game plan in playing the diamond and playing Stuart Downing on Steven Gerrard and then springing off him, and the two front men harassing Liverpool's back four into mistakes and not let them get the tempo or the flow of the game. And then when we won the ball back, the quality of our football, the quality of the balls through, the quality of the balls in wide areas, the quality of the balls in the box, and then ultimately the second goal, the quality of the finish. Zdravko Sacco's finish is absolutely superb, and I think that, you know, for me, 2-1 at half-time was actually a bit of a disappointment. But I can't criticise my team for the goal that they conceded, because it was a wonderful strike from Sterling.
Yeah, I know that you were vocal about wanting to keep clean sheets earlier in the week. But the way your team defended towards the end of the game, the way they managed Liverpool, must have also impressed you too.
Yes, I mean, like I said, we got some tired legs out there, some players that haven't played too much football in pre-season and come and joined us. And I thought that, you know, the way we changed the shape of the team and the substitutions helped us cope with, like I said, a Liverpool side that threw all the big guns on. Every big gun they had in attack was on there today. And I think that the way they mastered and coped with that, and even when they got through that, our goalkeeper was there for us. But not really a clear-cut chance for Liverpool. And certainly the first half for me, Liverpool had one shot at goal in the entire first half, and that was the one they scored with.
Stuart Downing was fantastic again today. His early season form has been superb. What do you put it down to?
Change of position. I think that we've dropped him in a position now, and I think that he was really, really good in his normal position the start of the season. But he's getting so much of the ball further inside now that he's looking a real force for me, which is terrific with a man of that ability, because he's going to create and make so many goals for these lads up front. And, I just hope we can keep that level of football up, and certainly, you know, we can enjoy this weekend. But Monday, we've got to build for the big boys again. We've got to build for Manchester United at Old Trafford. But this is, you know, taking a lot of pressure off us, winning our first home game, doing brilliantly away from home. 7 points on the board now, and 4 very, very good performances out of 5. And that's a consistent level. If we maintain that throughout the season, we could have a good one.
West Ham's fans are going to expect that level of performance and intensity every week, I suppose.
Yes, I think it's, you know, there's obviously the fact of the matter that our new players may get caught up with the pace of the game early down. But, you know, I've still got Kevin Nolan, Andy Carroll, Matt Jarvis and Joey O'Brien to bring back into the squad. And give the squad strength and depth. So, you know, if Valencia or Sacco or Keyote needs a rest, then I think that we won't see Cech for a while, because I think he limped around the last 10 minutes with a particular injury that will keep him out for at least a couple of weeks, I think. But when those lads come back, you know, we've got a very good squad in strength and depth terms. And the quality of the performance for me today, certainly the first half, was, you know, one thing that will stay with me for a long, long time.
What is the Keyote problem? Because he almost seemed to want to stay on, well, even though it might have been easy to bring him
on. Times he went down with his groin, and I think finally when he cleared it, he'd give up. And I think that, you know, to be fair to him, he looks around the team and he knows if we go down to 10 men at that stage, you know, it may be very, very costly. So he goes and limps around as a body just to do the best he possibly can. and that doesn't do the injury any good, but certainly, you know, he shows he's a team member, shows what our team spirit's all about at the moment, and like I said, it's a happy dressing room in there, and so it should be the way they play today.